Good morning, PMS in the morning. Phil Parker along with Mark Armstrong. It's 8:17. Thus, it's time for...
Hello?
The 8:10 phone call. If we were only as funny on the air as we are off the air, we might have something here.
We might, but we don't, so
but we don't. We've got Ed Moser on the line, though. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, sir.
So, Ed, what part of the country are you in again?
I'm in Alexandria, Virginia.
And I'm guessing it's above zero there.
It's a bit cold, but probably a little bit more temperate than where you guys are.
And actually, we're above zero today, so we're pretty proud of ourselves.
Yeah, yeah. We're very proud. We're going to get to 22 today, Ed.
Yeah.
It makes for hearty souls.
Yes, it does.
Well, Ed, you've got a book out. We want to, you know, everyone's looking for gift ideas, and but I noticed this one is selling very well. I checked out this morning on Amazon a Patriots A to Z of America, and they said only 3 copies left. So you better hurry if you want to get this. This one, people are liking this, aren't they?
They are. It's you can get it on Kindle for just a few dollars, or get a paperback version just $10. It's a perfect holiday gift. This history book.
And this is pretty much everything any good American should know about America.
Yes, I was asked by a publisher to come up with sort of an inspiring book about American history. Vignettes in history, famous personalities and events, the Battle of Midway, Frederick Douglass, the great abolitionist, Thomas Jefferson, how he put together through backdoor diplomacy the Louisiana Purchase. Sort of inspiring, fun events in American history.
Okay, I want to know what you came up with for Z.
Z is the Zenger trial. Do you know what that is?
The Zenger trial? I do not know.
That was back in the colonial time. Mr. Zenger was a publisher in New York who was sued for libel by the British governor for defaming him, for criticizing him in the public press. And so the first Philadelphia lawyer, a fellow named Hamilton, recommended by Ben Franklin, came up to New York from Philly and defended Mr. Zenger in court, and where the jury decided to acquit him, which really guaranteed this notion of free speech and the public press in America.
Wow, just think of that gone the other way.
Yeah, it had gone the other way for a couple of centuries.
Yeah.
Until Mr. Zenger set everybody straight.
Okay, what about Q?
Q is quarterbacks, I believe. Yes, that's the...
Oh, we might know something about quarterbacks.
Yeah. Although, as a Viking fan, not very good ones
not
recently.
Well, you had a couple of good ones. Yeah.
It was a fun chapter. I go into the history of the big American sports like American football. And lacrosse, people are concerned today about concussions in American football, but that held nothing to a Native American lacrosse, which was actually a war game at the time where thousands of Braves would fight it out for weeks over hundreds of miles of trail to harden their martial skills.
Wow.
And those clubs that they use for the whatever they call those things, because I don't play lacrosse, you hit that some guy in the head with that, it's got to hurt.
Indeed, and then the opposite was basketball, which Mr. Naismith actually invented, because he was told to come up with a nonviolent sport, unlike the college football today, which was killing scores of collegians each year.
Yeah.
So he comes up with this sport where you have to stay far away from the basket, and you can't touch the other guy, and you hurl the ball up from afar. So that's really the origins of basketball.
College football was killing people?
Oh, yeah, it was terrible at the turn of the century. There were some colleges, I've read about this before, they were thinking of banning the sport altogether because they didn't wear helmets and they still ran into each other, you know?
Wow.
4, 5, 6 fellows from Harvard might die in a single year. They had to bring in a very tough fellow named Teddy Roosevelt to advise on how to clean up the sport, make it safer.
I had no idea.
Oh,
it was that brutal.
It was lethal. Yeah.
Wow.
Right. Their parents would cry when their kids say, I'm going to play football.
No kidding. It's like, no, you're not. it's like, go play in traffic. Okay. So, wow.
Well,
that's...
Then you have other misconceptions about the pastime of baseball, which people think was invented by a Civil War general, Abner Doubleday. Not really true. Actually, the sport goes way back, all the way to Valley Forge, actually. George Washington's troops would play a sport where they would run from base to base. And the pastime goes way back before that to England, old England. And
did they have home plate collisions?
No, but they had the British in the woods picking them off, you know.
Yeah.
That was cold weather baseball.
There you go. Absolutely. Valley Forge. It was very cold that winter.
And now is there like a one fun fact for every letter or several, or how does that work?
Well, it's some letters are more popular than others. So
yeah.
We'll have a couple. And some... Yeah, some letters are more difficult to think of an event than another. We had some trouble with the letter X, for example.
I was going to ask you about X.
Yeah, I was going to try to stay
away from
X. There's
got to be someone named Xavier. That's all I can think.
Yeah, Francis Xavier was a philosopher saint from another country, so we couldn't use him.
Okay.
We wound up doing some mental gymnastics and coming up with the Army X Corps from the Civil War as a lead-in to one of America's greatest generals. A certain Thomas Jonathan Jackson, known as Stonewall Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And that was the Corps he destroyed at his one of his famous battles, at the Battle of Chancellorsville in the American Civil War.
Yeah, he was shot by his own guys and died later.
Later in the battle, he's trying to do a night attack. He's shot by his own men, yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Never do an attack at night, especially when you don't have night vision goggles back in the 1860s.
No, they didn't. And he lived for like a couple, 3 weeks before he finally died, right?
He didn't. Not too far from me, there's this very unusual historical shrine called the Jackson Shrine, which contains his arm, which was amputated after he was shot at night. And they just buried his arm in this one spot. It remains a site for Civil War buffs to this day.
Well, he was in the Confederate Army, so that makes some sense.
You have a leg up on me on that one.
Wow, Ed Moser, and the book is called A Patriot's A to Z of America, and this sounds like something, you know, not only fun for grown-ups, but, you know, if you've got a kid that's curious about, you know, this a fun way to learn history.
Yes, what we tried to do is make it a very journalistic, informative way, start things in the middle of battles and in the middle of escapes from slavery, and so as fun as possible for any reader of any age.
Excellent. Ed, so is this available at better bookstores everywhere?
Barnes & Noble, Amazon, just about everywhere.
All right. And again, it's A Patriot's A to Z of America. Ed Moser is the author. Ed, do you have yourself a Merry Christmas? We appreciate your time this morning.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Ed. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you, Ed Moser. And that's it. That's